Jesus love is very wonderful. Jesus love is very wonderful. Jesus love is very wonderful. Oh, wonderful love. So high I can't get over it. So low I can't get under it. So wide can't get round it. Oh, wonderful love.
Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Oh, wonderful love. So high, can't get over it. So low, can't get under it. So wide, can't get round it.
Hello and welcome to the Holy Half Hour here on 3TFM with me, the Reverend Alec Noble, Minister of Saltcoats North Parish Church. So how are you? Battling on? In my own dialect, Doric, fit we speak like up there in Aberdeenshire, the standard greeting would be fit like, fooie dean, with the standard reply being nae bad, chavin awa. Chavin awa translates as battling on. Whether in English or Doric, life is sometimes understood as a bit of a battle, a sair fecht, a stooshy, a struggle. Sometimes we feel like black and white pawns being pushed around in a cosmic chess match between the forces of good and evil. Sometimes we feel like we're plodding wearily up a very steep mountainside with someone at the top rolling down marbles to trip us up. St. Paul interpreted life as a daily, continuous struggle against principalities and powers, wicked spiritual forces. But cheer up, he says, fight to win. Fight the good fight with all your might, as the hymn puts it. For God wins in the end. In a world where it sometimes seems like might is right, the truth is that right is might. The classic illustration of all this is in the Bible story in 1 Samuel chapter 17 of David and Goliath, the young shepherd boy versus the fierce giant Philistine warrior Goliath. Ian White takes up the story.
David is my name. I live in a village called Bethlehem. My brothers are soldiers and they're fighting in the war. But I don't understand what the fighting is for. I don't understand what the fighting is for. I go to see my brothers and I bring them cheese and bread. I see Goliath and I hear the things he said. He's big and mean and ugly, he's a very wicked man. But I'm gonna get him if I can. I'm gonna get him if I can. Well, who's gonna win? Tell me, how's it gonna be? Is it gonna be him or is it gonna be me? I'm not very tall and I'm not very wide, but I've got the fire of the Lord inside. I've got the fire of the Lord inside. Well, I don't need spears, I don't need armor plate. If the Lord will deliver me, he'll do it anyway. I'd rather use something that I know. I take a little stone and here I go. I take a little stone and here I go. Well, who's gonna win? Tell me, how's it gonna be? Is it gonna be him or is it gonna be me? I'm not very tall and I'm not very wide, but I've got the fire of the Lord inside. I've got the fire of the Lord inside. Oh, Goliath, you can fight me with your spear and with your sword, and I come against you in the name of the Lord. And everyone who gathers, he will understand. Battle is the Lord's and it's in our hands. The battle is the Lord's and it's in our hands. Well, who's gonna win? Tell me, how's it gonna be? Is it gonna be him or is it gonna be me? I'm not very tall and I'm not very wide, but I've got the fire of the Lord inside. I've got the fire of the Lord inside. Well, Goliath, you can fight me with your spear and with your sword, but I come against you in the name of the Lord. And everyone who gathers, he will understand. Battle is the Lord's and it's in our hands. The battle is the Lord's and it's in our hands. Well, who's gonna win? Tell me, how's it gonna be? Is it gonna be him or is it gonna be me? I'm not very tall and I'm not very wide, but I've got the fire of the Lord inside. I've got the fire of the Lord inside. Well, who's gonna win? Tell me, how's it gonna be? Is it gonna be him or is it gonna be me? I'm not very tall and I'm not very wide, but I've got the fire of the Lord.
Sometimes in life we have battles to fight in the sense of standing up for our beliefs and principles and against external pressure to abandon them. The classic example of that was Daniel in the lion's den, refusing to stop praying to his God even if it meant getting fed to lions. Daniel had three pals who resisted the king's pressure to bow down and worship a statue of him rather than worship the real God. Here's Louis Armstrong to tell their story of courage in the face of a fiery furnace.
The story of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego.
There was three children from the land of Israel, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, took a trip to the land of Babylon. Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, Nebuchadnezzar was the king of Babylon. Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, took a lot of gold and made an idol. Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, and he told everybody when he heard the music of the cornet. And he told everybody when he heard the music of the flute. And he told everybody when he heard the music of the harp. He must fall down and worship the idol Shadrach,
Meshach, Abednego.
But the children of Israel would not bow down Shadrach,
Meshach, Abednego.
Couldn't fool them with a golden idol Shadrach,
Meshach, Abednego.
I said you couldn't fool them with a golden idol Shadrach,
Meshach, Abednego, oh Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego,
oh. So the king put the children in the fiery furnace, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, heaped on coal and red hot brimstone, Shadrach,
Meshach, Abednego,
seven times hotter, hotter than it ought to be, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, burn up the soldiers that the king had put there, Shadrach,
Meshach, Abednego.
But the Lord sent an angel with the snowy white wings down in the middle of the furnace, talking to the children about the power of the gospel, Shadrach,
Meshach, Abednego.
Well, they couldn't even burn a hair on the hater, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, laughing and talking while the fire jumping around.
Meshach, Abednego.
Old Nebuchadnezzar called, "Hey there," when he saw the power of the Lord. And they had a big time in the house of Babylon.
Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego.
Ho, 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 Abednego.
Sometimes we are called upon in the heat of battle to make courageous choices and be heroes. But sometimes the battle is waged inside our minds, and we have plenty of time to wrestle and chew over things, and we are not in immediate danger. But we know that it will lead to unknown risks. Sometimes it is courageous just getting out of bed in the morning to take on daily challenges. When Jesus called his disciples, the fishermen from Galilee, and when he calls you and me, we just know that it will not be easy. There will be ups and downs. There will be a price to pay. But daily following Jesus is worth it all. It's its own reward.
Me and Andrew, we'd been fishing the best part last night. We caught nothing for all our trying. Come the morning and the light. Then I saw him and he asked me to take him out a little ways from the land. He was teaching all the people, and they listened there in silence on the sand. Come and follow, come and follow, come and follow, come and follow me. Come and follow, come and follow, come and follow, come and follow me. When he'd ended all his teaching, he turned around and spoke again to me. He said, Simon, row out farther, drop your nets once again into the sea. And I said, Master, we've been working since the sundown yesterday. But one more time, I'll throw them over, just because it's you who says, come and follow, come and follow, come and follow, come and follow me. Come and follow, come and follow, come and follow, come and follow me. Follow me, follow me. James and John, they're both my witnesses to the truth in what I've told, and how our nets were filled to bursting more than both our boats could ever hold. And I fell down there before him, crying, leave me, Lord, I'm full of sin. Said, Simon, don't be frightened, follow me, you will learn to fish for men. Just come and follow, come and follow, come and follow, come and follow me. Come and follow, come and follow, come and follow. Come and follow me.
You are listening to 3TFM's Holy Half Hour as we explore favourite Bible passages on the theme of great battles in life. Life itself is a battle. Often we feel like David against Goliath. Sometimes we're like Shadrach, put through the fiery furnace, like gold tried and tested in the fire. Sometimes we deserve a medal not just for one heroic moment, but for day in, day out, consistent, persistent discipleship and service of God and others. The road to holiness, you can read about it in Isaiah 11 and 35, the road to being all that we can be, to maximizing potential, to growing in body, mind and spirit, and not just individually but all of us together, is both a hard slog and a real joy. Athletes love running. Musicians love making music. Scholars love studying, lovers love to love, disciples eagerly follow the Master. God made life for living, and passionate, total commitment is how we most enjoy life. Mountaineers like climbing mountains, human beings love challenges, and the road to holiness, while being difficult, is a sheer joy. Even the very trees of the field clap their hands in glee as they gave their singers show here.
Their hands.
There is unrestrained and eternal joy when the battles of life are all over, and as St. Paul put it, looking back on his own eventful life, I have fought the good fight, I have run the race, I have kept the faith. But there's even joy during the fight, in the heat of battle. Isn't it great to feel God's hand upon us, giving us strength beyond our own strength, helping us to stand up and oppose evils, empowering us to make a small difference in our world? With Jesus, we are more than conquerors, to quote Paul again. With Jesus in the boat, we can smile at the storm, to quote a children's chorus. And with Jesus holding us by the hand, we can even walk on water and do the impossible, like Peter on the Sea of Galilee one stormy night, as this song reminds us.
Put your hand in the hand of the man who stilled the water.
The water.
Put your hand in the hand of the man who calmed the sea.
Calmed the sea.
Take a look at yourself and you can look at others differently. Every time I look into the holy book, I wanna tremble. But when I read about the part where a carpenter cleared the temple, for the buyers and the sellers were no different fellows than what I profess to be. And it causes me pain to know I'm not the guy that I should be. Put your hand in the hand of the man who stilled the water. Put your hand in the hand of a man who calmed the sea.
Calmed the sea.
Take a look at yourself and you can look at others differently by putting your hand in the hand of a man from Galilee. Mama taught me how to pray before I reached the age of 7. And when I'm down on my knees, that's when I'm close to heaven. Daddy lived his life with 2 kids and a wife. You do what you must do. But he showed me enough of what it takes to get you through. Put your hand in the hand of the man who stilled the water.
The water.
Put your hand in the hand of the man who calmed the sea. Take a look at yourself and you can look at others differently by putting your hand in the hand of the man from Galilee.
And in the hand of the man from Galilee.
Put your hand in the hand of the man from Galilee.
Even Jesus himself had his battles. Remember how he was tempted in the wilderness? Remember the running opposition from Pharisees? Remember how he agonized in the Garden of Gethsemane, as Paul Nicholas sings here.
I only want to say, if there is a way, take this cup away from me. For I don't want to taste its poison, feel it burn me. I have changed, I'm not as sure as when we started. Then I was inspired, now I'm sad and tired. Listen, surely I've exceeded expectations. Tried for 3 years, seems like 30. Could you ask as much from any other man? But if I die, see the saga through and do the things you ask of me. Let them hate me, hit me, hurt me, nail me to their tree. I wanna
my God, I'd wanna know, I'd wanna know, my God, I'd wanna see, I'd wanna see, my God, I'd wanna see, I'd wanna see, my God, why I should die. Would I be more noticed than I ever was before? Would the things I've said and done matter anymore? My Lord, I'd have to know, I'd have to know, my Lord, I'd have to see, my Lord, have to see, I'd have to see, my Lord, if I die, what will be my reward? If I die, what will be my reward? Have to know, my Lord, have to know, my Lord. Killed in vain. Show me just a little of your omnipresent brain. Show me there's a reason for you wanting me to die. You're far too keen on where and how, but not so hot on why.
Am I scared to finish what I started, what you started? I didn't start it, God, thy will is hard, but you hold every card. I will drink your cup, poison, nail me to your cross and break me, bleed me, beat me, kill me, take me now before I change my mind.
Jesus lived our human life with all its battles, but Jesus fought through to win in the end. He bounced back from death. He rose again triumphant, victorious, alive forevermore, and able to help us to do the same. So on this positive note, bye for now, and here's Don Francisco again.
Fastened down, I spent the night in sleeplessness, rose at every sound, half in hopeless sorrow, half in fear the day would find the soldiers breaking through to drag us all away. Just before the sunrise, I heard something at the wall. gate began to rattle, a voice began to call. I hurried to the window and looked down into the street, expecting swords and torches and the sound of soldiers' feet. But there was no one there but Mary, so I went down to let her in. John stood there beside me as she told us where she'd been. She said they've moved him in the night, none of us knows where. The stone's been rolled away and now his body isn't there. We both ran toward the garden, then John ran on ahead. We found the stone in the empty tomb, just the way that Mary'd said. But the winding sheet they'd wrapped him in was just an empty shell. How or where they'd taken him was more than I could tell. Something strange had happened there, but just what, I didn't know. John believed a miracle, but I just turned to go. Circumstance and speculation couldn't lift me very high, 'cause I'd seen them crucify him, then I saw him die. Back inside the house again, the guilt and anguish came. Everything I'd promised him just added to my shame. 'Cause when at last it came to choices, I denied I knew his name. Even if he was alive, it wouldn't be the same. Suddenly the air was filled with strange and sweet perfume. Light that came from everywhere drove shadows from the room. Jesus stood before me with his arms held open wide. I fell down on my knees and just clung to him and cried. He raised me to my feet, and as I looked into his eyes, love was shining out from him like sunlight from the skies. Guilt and my confusion disappeared in sweet release. And every fear I'd ever had just melted into peace.
Heaven's gates are open wide. He's alive.